St. Francis of Assisi, whom we celebrate today, sought to be a man of the gospel, sought to imitate Jesus as he is presented to us in the gospel. St. Francis founded the Order of Friars Minor, known as the Franciscans, and originally he wanted the rule of their life to just be the gospel. And the Pope and the officials in the Vatican didn't go for that, and they made them have a more specific and perhaps more practical rule of life. But St. Francis desired to be like Christ and to imitate the Christ that he met in the Gospels. In our reading from the Gospel of Matthew, we hear about Jesus' description of himself. We don't get this too often in the Gospels. Jesus talking about himself or describing himself. But in this passage, Jesus says, "I am meek and humble of heart." The character of Jesus, as we encounter him in the Gospels, as St. Francis encountered him in the Gospels, is one who is meek and humble of heart. And St. Francis sought to imitate that. And he patterned his life after Jesus. He imitated Jesus' humility, Jesus' meekness. And he went around preaching the gospel both in his words and in his life, in the way in which he imitated the meek, the humble, the poor Christ. And in his own time, St. Francis was known as Il Santo, the saint. And the people of sort of like Mother Teresa in the last century, someone who was known as a saint during his own lifetime. And people recognized in Francis the holiness, the love, the purity, the simplicity, the goodness of the Lord Jesus. And they were inspired by that. And their faith was renewed by that. And so we are invited today, by the grace of the Eucharist that we receive, to imitate Jesus, to imitate Francis, in his meekness, in his simplicity of life, in his goodness, in his love for every person and indeed all creatures. We are invited to imitate the example of Francis and in that way to be an example for others, to be an example of holiness, to live lives that remind people of Jesus and that lead people to live like Jesus and to embrace the love of God that is revealed to us in Jesus Christ. Through the grace of this Eucharist, may we be men and women of the gospel. May we imitate Jesus Christ as Francis imitated Jesus Christ.